Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good night, hopefully after you listen. Hey guys, I just wanted to talk about something different today. I actually had an email, which was really exciting for me. An individual was actually wanting some more information on balance bikes. Her name was Casey, and she simply wrote in, if you're listening, thank you. Thank you for that email. I really appreciate that, actually. But Casey's email read this. Hey, I stumbled upon your podcast, and I think that it is entertaining, and I really liked the bit on the balance bike portion. I think that is amazing. I don't know what I'm looking for, and any pointers would help. Please point me in the right direction as far as what to look for in good brands and maybe bikes that you've had more experience with for the kiddos. Thank you. Keep up the good work. So, with that being said, let's talk about some balance bikes. Initially, I thought I would do balance bikes and pedal bikes and bike trailers, but let's just keep it to balance bikes. Let's start off with the good. You're asking about, things I've had experience with. I've done a lot of research on balance bikes. Kind of the thing about me is if I want to make a purchase on something or if I'm interested in anything, I do a lot of research into it. Probably a little unhealthy research at times, but I do a lot of research. So with that being said, the first and foremost balance bike you will probably hear about, you will probably see a lot of on used marketplaces and kids riding, I think is a Strider bike. Strider bike makes a really well-balanced balance bike. They also make a balanced pedal bike, and I'll get into that a little bit later, but they make a really well-rounded balance bike. They make several variations of it as well. So that's the tricky part. I think a lot of times, at least for me, I was overcomplicating this for because it was for my kids. It wasn't for me, even though I was acting like I was making the purchase for me, which I guess it is. It's for me, for my kids. But I wanted them to have the kind of the best of the best, even though I was getting it used. I just wanted something that was good. And Strider bike, yes, I have that one Strider bike. It's built like a tank. What I have is the 12-inch balance bike. I think they come in a classic, they come in a sport or a pro. You can look them up on their website and see what the differences are. I'm not exactly sure, but I do have and I still have the 12-inch balance bike. It's steel. It's bulletproof, it's foam-filled tires, so they never need air. And I think that's one of the things that I really enjoy about that bike, is it's maintenance-free. Mine is a little older version, and so it does require tools to raise and lower the seat. I believe a lot of the newer ones don't need that. It's a lever, quick disconnect lever, that you can just kind of pull out and adjust the seat. And if that's something you really want to look for. That way you don't need tools. I mean, I'm a tool guy, so I always have them. But just look for that option when you're looking for the Strider bike. Is you want a seat post that doesn't require any tools to raise or lower it. Typically, though, it's not a huge deal because you won't be adjusting the seat that often. You'll put it at a certain spot until they grow. And then once they grow, then you'll raise it or lower it, depending on, you know, that scenario. But 12-inch balance bike, like I said, it's bulletproof. It's got good bearings in it. One of the neat functions of it as well is the handlebars for mine, even though mine's older, the handlebars raise or lower as well. So it's really customizable for the kid. So I'll back up here a little bit. Strider does make something for, I don't want to say babies, but really, really small kids. It's a 2-in-1 rocking bike. And I believe it has the balance bike and then a rocking platform that it sits on. And on their website, it says it's 6 months to 5 years old, which 5 years old is probably a little too old for the rocking portion of it, but maybe not for the bike. I think that's a little, I think it's around $200 or maybe a little bit more than $200. If, you know, budgets, if it, you don't really have a budget, I think that's a really good deal. It kind of introduces them into a bike at an early age, and they're not necessarily riding the bike, they're just rocking back and forth. So that is the babies. That's the 2-in-1 rocking bike. I never did that. I just went straight into. Actually, we had tricycles for the girls. The girls actually rode tricycles first, and they actually. I have not. I still have the Radio Flyer. I have two of them. Radio Flyer tricycles, and those are wonderful too. It teaches them the aspect of pedaling, but it's kind of a weird. Kind of a weird concept because they do have to be a certain height in order for them to reach the pedals to pedal. So they did kind of start on those, but that's a whole different thing. We're just talking about balance bikes today. So the 12-inch balance bike, Strider does have what they call a 14-inch balance bike, and I will be the first to say, me personally, I think that's the best bang for the buck. Depending on your child's height. If you have a really tall kid that's starting off to learn how to use a balance bike or a bicycle, because what it is, it's a 14 inch, so it's a little bit bigger than the 12 inch. It's a 14 inch bike and it's a balance bike. But the neat function about it is that you can purchase a pedal kit to put on this balance bike and it turns it into an actual bicycle that the kids can pedal and ride. So essentially, you only have one bike that you can take the pedals on and off. And if it's the neatest thing ever, it's a really cool concept. I think Little Tykes also has kind of a version like that too. But that is what I wanted essentially for my girls because I wanted, my thought process is different from theirs. A bike is a bike probably to them. But I wanted them to get one bike. This is my thought process, right? One bike they'll learn to balance on, and then once they get comfortable and I can transition them to a pedal bike, it's the same bike. They're already comfortable on it. We've just added the pedals, and that's what that thing is. I'm not exactly sure on the price. I think it is rather expensive, but once again, look on your used marketplaces and you can find these. You can find these all day long. I think for you know, 100 to maybe a little under $100, and that's a steal. For the 14 inch. Now, the 12 inch balance bike, 12 inch Strider balance bike, you can find those things all over the place, anywhere from $25 to $50. And that, to me, in good condition, it's a steal. It really is. Like I said, if money's not, you know, money's not an issue, then go ahead and buy new. That way you know what you're getting into and you know it's brand new and the kids are going to love it either way. So, 12-inch balance bike, the 2-in-1 rocking bike, and the 14-inch balance bike. If you can find the 14-inch balance bike, I don't have experience with it, but I've done a lot of research on it. And some people do say the pedals are a little bit, they're different from a traditional bike. I think the pedal. Kind of not the actual pedal, but the arm itself is a little bit shorter than kind of your traditional bikes. I'm not exactly sure, but it's worth checking out. I think it's worth checking out. I think it's probably the one of the best things since sliced bread. Unfortunately, I was not able to get one because when I did find one used, they sold really fast. So that should tell you something right there. But you can find the regular balance bikes all day long. So don't let that be an issue. So I do have experience with the Strider bikes. Now my other podcast, I do have experience with, there's a company called First Bike. These are a little over $150 from the time right now I looked on their website. It's rather pricey for a kid's balance bike. I bought mine used once again and I paid nowhere near that. I'm talking under 50 bucks is what I paid for mine. The thing I loved, absolutely loved about these bikes is how light it was. It's made of some sort of like plastic. It's a really industrial strength plastic, but it's durable. I don't have any complaints out of that bike at all, even though it's made out of plastic. The only one thing negative, I wouldn't say it's a complaint, it's just a negative. I noticed when my 4-year-old was getting bigger and she was ready to transition to an actual pedal bike, she's just tall, and she's tall, and she gets aggressive with the bike, as it does have some flex to it when she would really kind of balance and kick her legs. And so that's the only thing I would say, is that it was a little bit more flexible than your traditional steel or metal bikes, aluminum bikes. It did have really good tires too. Now, let me back up and say, if you're not someone who is comfortable putting air in tires or just the upkeep and maintenance, which I don't think is that big of a deal. But if you, there's a lot of people that you don't have an air pump, or you're just not used to doing that, or you've never done that before, be wary, because like you get in your car on a cold, cool morning, your tire pressure does go down. And so, like when you don't ride a bike for a while and your tires go down and you have to air up the tires, well, this bike does have tires that hold air. And so you will have to keep that into consideration when, if you did come across one of these. But like I said, just buy an air pump, and you're set. A manual air pump, or some sort of manual air pump, I think every household should have. And I think you're set. I think you're good. Another really cool plus is that it did have a front handbrake. Now the handbrake was for the back wheel, and so it kind of got, because my theory was, I'm gonna get my 4-year-old a pedal bike that has a handbrake on it. And turns out I didn't. I got her a bike with a coaster brake. We'll get into that in another whole nother podcast. But I thought it was neat that she could learn how to stop and not Fred Flintstone it with her feet. She could actually use a brake. And so I thought that was really cool. It's a really cool feature on the first bike. One other thing about the first bike, which I did purchase, is it does have lowering links. It's got two little plastic lowering links that you can purchase on Amazon. You can purchase from First Bike themselves. I think they're like 12 or 14 bucks, maybe 15 bucks. And it essentially, if you lower the seat all the way and your kid is still short, my 2-year-old's a tiny, tiny little girl who has a personality of a grown woman, but she's tiny. And so even with the seat lowered all the way, the bike was still too tall for her. What I did is I bought these lowering links, and it lowered the bike. It lowered the rear of the bike an inch, and it made all the difference in the world to where she could actually ride it. And that's really neat of them to consider that. A lot of you may say, well, why didn't they just overall make the bike lower? I'm sure there was a reason why they didn't do that, or I'm sure they thought of that after the fact, and so they presented to the table these lowering links, and I think that's really cool. Now, before I get into any more of the before I get into any more of the balance bikes, I do want to say this, since we're touching base on the lowering links. The first bike, the step over. Now, what you want to do is, you, and I'm not knocking First Bike by any means, because it's a really good bike, but you do want to consider the step over, the step through for your kid getting on a bike. That's really important. And if you look at some of these, I'll list them all out towards the end. If you look at these and you look at pictures of them, the first bike, I think, is one of the only ones that the step over height is kind of high. And what that does is it doesn't give them enough confidence on getting off and getting onto the bike, because they have to step through, step over the bike. And for something to be low is perfect. So you really want to look at something that has a low step over height. That way it builds confidence in them that they can get on and off the bike in a pinch. So with that being said, the Strider had a low step over height. The first bike just didn't. So those are the two I've mainly had experience with. There are all sorts of wonderful bikes online that you can look at reviews. Get on Amazon, look at reviews. That's all I can say. If you can't find a Strattor bike, just get on Amazon and look at reviews. But I really think that for the money, if you can find a used Strattor, you can't beat it. Now, here are another few brands that are really good. I'm a big bike fanatic, so some of these, even for me, for spending money on bicycles, they're a little bit expensive for a balance bike, but the Specialized Hot Walk is a really good one. It has really good reviews. It's rather expensive. Any of my bike community people know Specialized makes a really good product, okay? Another really good one is REI has a brand called Co-op. It's REI Co-op Cycles Rev 12. That one's a really good one as well. There's another one called Womb One, WOOM as in Mary, and then one. Also very good. And I'm going to list one more that I think is, if you want to buy new and you absolutely only want to buy new and you don't want to spend a lot of money, it's called the Banana Bike GT. And it's on Amazon and it has really amazing reviews. I think it's a really great value as well. The thing is under $80 brand new. It's called the Banana Bike GT. If you look it up on Amazon, I think it's 60 to 70 bucks. If you have Prime, you get it in 2 days. I think honestly, it's a really good value. I don't have any experience with it personally, but I think if you wanted to buy new and didn't have to worry about meeting someone or trying to find something used, it's a really good bike. But just like I said earlier, I think that no matter what you get for them, that's what I had to keep telling myself. It really didn't matter what I got for them. They just wanted to be on two wheels, and I wanted them to be on two wheels as well. And so just keep in mind, I think one of the important factors, if anything, is you want something that has a low step through, meaning something that when they get on and off the bike, they don't have to kick their leg over so high to get on and off of it. That just kills it. It destroys their confidence on getting on and off a bike. I mean, can you think about like if you were getting on and off a bike and it was hard kicking your leg over to get on? Like if you had to bail in a certain situation, you wouldn't feel comfortable. So I think that's important. A low step through height, and then also what's really important is an easily adjustable seat. Something that you don't need tools to adjust the seat. So, keep in mind also, I'm going to touch base on this. Probably people that's not going to agree with me, but this is just me personally because I wear one as well when I ride. A good, properly fitted helmet. Let me say that again. A good, properly fitted helmet is an absolute must for new riders. Okay? I can't express that anymore. And what I feel like is really important is that you go to your local bike shop, okay? I know the people at my local bike shop. I've known them for a while. It's a really good bike shop. And yes, I do buy things online sometimes, but most of the time I like to support my local bike shop. Go to your local bike shop, okay? Get your kid fitted for a helmet. You may not want to, you may not need to buy the helmet from them. I understand that some of the stuff in the bike shop's more expensive, but listen to me right now. Those people in that bike shop are there because they love to ride. They love the passion, they love two wheels, and they will not steer you wrong for the most part. They will help you. They will help you get your kid fitted into the right helmet, okay? Take the time, go out, visit them, get your kid fitted for a good helmet, okay? Because crashes happen and you want to protect your kid. Okay. Now, knee pads, elbow pads, all of that, those are pluses too. I did buy the knee pads, the elbow pads, and the wrist pads off of Amazon. I did buy that stuff off of Amazon. And depending on how you feel about it, my kids never wore them. They thought it was cool and they thought it was neat. And I absolutely thought we were going to wear them. But like I said, since my kids were on, my 4-year-old was on a balance bike for so long, she picked up riding her bicycle so fast and so easily that her confidence level was just amazing. And I get it, accidents happen, and she's fallen a few times. But you have to assess your kid. I will say that. She's very cautious on what she does. My 2-year-old will be in a bubble suit, probably, more than likely. I'm not even lying. She will be in a bubble suit when she rides a bike, a pedal bike, because she has no fear. But my 4-year-old, she actually is very cautious. And so we haven't had to wear the knee pads, the elbow pads. She's fallen a few times, but nothing catastrophic. So assess your kid. You know if your kid's wild and crazy and has no fears or not. The very least you can do, and the very least you should do personally, is go to the bike shop, get fitted for a helmet. I cannot express that. I cannot express that more. And you'll be good. So, with that being said, that's just a walkthrough on some of the balance bikes. Keep in mind this as well. If this is your first purchase and you have multiple kids, invest in something good. I think the ones that I've listed, Striders, First Bike, Specialized Hot Walk, REI Co-op Cycles Rev 12, Woom 1, and the Banana Bike GT. You can't go wrong. So maybe you do want to invest in something new. Here's the thing. That bike's going to transition down from kid to kid to kid. So depending on how many kids you have, you're going to get your money's worth. So you might as well invest in something good and keep it, because the next kid is going to learn on that bike, and the next kid is going to learn on that bike. And to me, that's worth it. So that being said, I hope that helps your question, and I appreciate you actually emailing in, and I hope that answers some other people's questions. There are a lot of bikes that I did not mention that I think are probably another good value, but here's the thing. Get your kid out there on 2 wheels. Get them out of the house. Get them off their pad. Get them away from the TV and enjoy nature. Okay? Back when we were kids, from sun up to sundown in the summertime, you know what we were doing? We were riding bikes. Yes, we were playing games every now and then, but honestly, like we were outside riding our bikes. I'm talking learning how to ride wheelies, bunny hopping. We were crazy, but we were kids, and our bikes were everything to us. And if you remember, maybe it was just my childhood. We weren't poor by any means. We had everything we could have ever wanted, and I love my parents for it. But I'm talking like dirt ramps, bicycles, run over the Coke can so it makes like a dirt bike sound. You know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? Let your kids be outside, let them ride. It's moments and memories like that that I will not ever forget. You better believe I remember putting a can out on the road and running it over and getting it stuck in my tire to where it would make those noises like I had a dirt bike. So, there you have it. Hope this helps. This was only for, I was gonna say this is only for Strider bikes. It's not. This is only for balance bikes. I'll do another one on pedal bikes. I think I'll do another one on pedal bikes. That will include bike trailers and then also some of the bike kids seats as well. I think some of those things are really cool. So I'll do an episode on that. But for this one, this was just balance bikes. And so get your kids out there, get them balancing on a bike, get them legs kicking. All right. So I hope that everyone is having a good week. Hope everyone's having a good time. I hope your kids are bringing joy. I hope you're bringing joy to your kids. And you're doing amazing. You're still doing amazing. So keep pushing. Like I said before, honestly, it doesn't matter if it's a new or used one. As long as they're out on two wheels, they're making memories. So, peace out. Have a good time. Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good week. Look forward to hearing from more people. And I'll talk to you later.